When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Friday edition, holiday edition of a Ben Fred Friday on Scoops with DannyMac.com. This past week, if you missed it, make sure and catch up on the podcast with Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. We went about an hour talking about all things going on with Major League Baseball, the CBA, the St. Louis Cardinals, Max Scherzer, Ali Marmol, Mike Schilt, you name it, it was covered and gotten a lot of feedback from that. So make sure you go back on the website, download it, and take it in. We say good morning to Ben Fredrickson following a Thanksgiving feast. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing well, Dan. Happy Friday. Hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. I'm not pretending to re-go through puberty. I've got a little bit of a throat scratch, so if I sound funny, that's what's going on here. So I didn't want people to think I was doing like a bad Luther Vandross impression or something.
No, you sound fantastic. I gotta admit it.
You're very kind.
You sound great. I take it that you
can't go an hour though, like you and DG, man. That takes some real stamina.
No, we're not going to go an hour. I can guarantee you that. All right, we thought we'd have a little fun on this Friday, make it a little bit different, not necessarily dive into specific things of the week that was, but with this being Thanksgiving, we thought, okay, what are we thankful for in sports? And the thing that comes to mind this year, it's real easy for me. I'm thankful for the fans being back. Having done various sports where the fans were introduced coming back to the sport, whether it was baseball, and we started out at just very small capacity, and then I did hockey earlier this year, saw the full capacity for the first time, what a difference that makes. Billiken basketball, same way. I know you've seen the same thing. I mean, never ever again will I take fans for granted being at a venue. It makes that much of a difference.
You nailed it, man. I wrote every year I write a column, things I'm thankful for in St. Louis sports, and I lead it with kind of something that's on top of mind, and that's what I led with this year. And I even used a reference of, you know, I can remember going to Blues games before the pandemic, and they'd play that, you know, that John Denver Country Roads song, and I'd go, man, I'm so sick of listening to this song. I'm so sick of Blues fans singing about Virginia or West Virginia, wherever the heck it is. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me. And now I hear it and I'm like, man, I can remember when there was no one around to sing that silly song. So even my cold and hardened heart has been opened up to things like that, man. It's the lifeblood of our sports scene are the fans. We hear college football coaches say, you know, the lifeblood of college sports is recruiting. The lifeblood of what we do are the fans, the readers, the people who love to argue with us, who love to listen to us, who love to support us or whatever, and follow these teams, you know, diligently. It's all just scrimmages without them. And we've seen it. I mean, we saw these games that are played with no or limited fans. And we just kind of saw the soul sucked out of the games. And I'll never again take it for granted. I'll never once again be mad about having to wait through traffic to get to a game or whatever. We're usually there before it gets too bad. But I appreciate it now more than I ever have, because I never really thought I'd see it without it. And once you do, you don't ever want to see it like that again.
Yeah, I mean, I go back to empty Busch Stadium and Bader hitting Fred Bird doing a painting. It was weird too this year was, you know, at the beginning of the season, we'd have to flash back to some of the things that took place in 2020. And it was no disrespect to what people had to do. I mean, we had to put cutouts or something in the stands just to give it a feel that someone was maybe at the game. Never want to see that again. It was, you know, almost depressing to look back on that. And then to be at the ballpark, to walk around, I think that the most ridiculous sight that I had is going up to the booth, and it stopped on a level that I was not supposed to stop at, and I walked out not realizing I wasn't on my level for the booth, and I took like two steps out, and I looked out into the concourse where fans are getting, you know, supposed to be getting their hot dogs, nachos, beer, Cracker Jack, soda, and there's batting cages set up, and I thought, yeah, this is as bizarre of a scene that you can possibly have. And so when we finally got fans back and Nolan Arenado, even with limited capacity, hits that home run on opening day at Busch Stadium, you just don't take those moments for granted. It was a great moment. And then having a full crowd down the stretch at Busch Stadium. Again, it sounds like you're being a homer, or at least I am. But I'm telling you, it made such a difference for the players. And then as a broadcaster, to be able to feed off the energy of the crowd, that made a huge difference as well. So to your point, not going to take them for granted again, ever.
Man, the only time in my life I can remember seeing like a spider web inside Busch Stadium.
Yes.
Like on the stairs. And it's like, well, that's weird.
The dust. How about all the dust?
Yeah. And I remember going to San Diego for the wild card series there. And at that point, so we're into the pandemic season, and they had allowed some family and friends to have some suites at Petco. And I remember being struck by how loud it was with the families and friends in the suites, just having a live audience. And finally, that awful, like, I would call it like the laugh track of like the crowd noise was able to go away. And it was in Cincinnati for this past season's opener. It felt like a playoff series because they had a limited crowd, but it was so overwhelmingly loud compared to what we'd gotten used to. So you're right. It's back. And the place I really see it, Dan, is hockey. I don't think, I covered college basketball, college football, Major League Baseball, all these things during the pandemic, during no fans or limited fans. And I don't think one sport was damaged as much as hockey. It was cold. It was empty. Even when there were limited fans, they were distanced. Nobody really felt like they were a part of it. I think hockey suffered the most. And I think hockey has been as much fun as anything to be back at and be around because of people being able to be back. And it just feels like the Blues have their life and their legs back. And it to me has been as much of any sport saying, okay, we're back on the right side of this thing now.
Yeah, I agree. I was at the game about, I guess what, 3 nights ago, took two of my kids and one of their buddies, and we had great seats, and it was so much fun. The atmosphere was great. They fell behind 2-0 and then win it 5-2. The place is going nuts. And it was great to be back. Okay, let's talk about some individual situations here and what we're thankful for. So I'll start with baseball. What am I thankful for from the Cardinals' perspective? I'm thankful to watch Nolan Arenado play every day. And I didn't think I'd see a guy in my lifetime come close defensively to Scott Rolen. That's how highly thought of I think of Scott Rolen and his defense. I'm not sure Nolan is there. I'm not going to give him that crown yet. But, boy, is he darn close. And so watching him play defense every day, and maybe I put too much into it, Ben. When they made the acquisition, I thought, oh, my goodness, they're getting this guy that is Scott Rolen and hits like him and maybe even hits like Albert Pujol. I put so much into the basket. Maybe I expected too much. And he had a monster season. 30-plus homers, whatever it was, over 100 runs batted in, and wins the Platinum Glove and another Gold Glove is ninth. So pretty darn good first year. But watching him on a daily basis, I don't say this about many people, but I am thankful to watch him because that is something to watch. He's an incredible player.
Absolutely, and I feel the same way about watching Paul Goldschmidt play defense at first. We're really privileged to watch guys who are incredibly gifted and work so diligently at their craft. You get to the game early enough and you'll see those guys practicing all those plays they make in the game. So I'll expand from that a little bit, and I'll add to that and pick a different one. But I think the Cardinals defense in general is something I'm thankful for. And I'd like to give Mike Schilt some credit for it. The way that things ended between him and the Cardinals, we all know it wasn't ideal. And I think one of the downsides of that, Dan, was he didn't really get the appreciation that I thought he should have gotten from the organization for some of the things he cleaned up. We all know that when Mike got the job, the defense was not good, and the base running was ragged. And whether, clearly we can all have our opinions about whether he should have been fired or not, and the Cardinals are moving on in a different direction under a really encouraging, and I'm hopeful for Ollie Marmol. I think he's going to do a great job. But, Mike Schilt deserves credit for what he cleaned up, and he was a big part of that. The front office, of course, is a big part of that, getting some real stalwarts in Goldschmidt and Arenado. But the defensive intensity, the focus on the details, those things they make this team fun to watch. And you watch some other teams play, and you watch other teams as much as anybody. It's not like this everywhere.
No.
There are balls that drop in the outfield that are automatic outs here. And I think so. I'm truly appreciative of that. And then I'm not just stealing from you. I'd add for the longevity of Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, these guys, Dan, they're not only just still doing it, they're still doing it well at a high level. I think we saw from the Cardinals last season and from Yadi, maybe an agreement of sorts about, hey, you don't have to play every day. Let's find a way you can play fresher. And I think he'll be more on board for that this season. But the fact that you look at his numbers and there's such a dominating discussion about Buster Posey headed for the Hall of Fame, and he is a Hall of Famer. But Yadier Molina, if you don't think this guy's a slam dunk Hall of Famer, then I got to say you're just crazy, and you're not talking to people whose opinions should matter. What Adam Wainwright has done now nearing that 40th birthday, I mean, it's hard to put it into words. He's getting better as time goes along, and I'm really looking forward to watching these guys continue to compete one more season together. I hope that the team has a chance to take them out on a higher note than a wild card loss. I think they deserve it.
Okay, this one I'm thinking outside the box a little bit, but it hits home because we're thinking about what may happen on the business side of baseball. I'm thankful there's a CBA in hockey, and they got it done during a pandemic. And so, you know, when I go to the games and I'm there as a fan, if I'm not working, I just enjoy the sport and realize it's going to be there next year and the year after that, the year after that. And it's a hell of a sport to watch. It's a great entertainment sport. So that's one thing I think about hockey. The other thing that I'm really appreciating is the play of Justin Falk. And the more I watch him, the more I appreciate just how good of a player he is. And, you know, he's not Jordan Kyrou. He's not Robert Thomas. He's not O'Reilly. He's not Vladimir Tarasenko. And I'm thankful that he's back and healthy and producing. But the steady play of Justin Falk, just watch him. He's a hell of a player.
Yeah, I'm thankful for Doug Armstrong's patience and not listening to knucklehead sports columnists like me who were hollering about the need to trade Tarasenko this offseason because he could have been bad for the team. He could have been, but credit to Tarasenko for being a pro. Credit to Craig Berube for saying, you know, really nipping any nonsense in the bud. And now Armstrong gets to deal from a position of strength, Dan. He played this just right. And Vladimir Tarasenko still wants to be traded. We'll see if the Blues decide to do that now that he's improved his value. I think the need for a defenseman is still probably there. But they can make a much more appealing deal now if they decide to go that route. So Army gets a lot of credit for playing that the right way. And Tarasenko gets a lot of credit for being a professional and following through with what he said. Hey, I'm going to come play hard. I'm going to play for my actions. I'm going to let my actions speak for themselves. And they have. And he's invested. He's healthy. He's playing well. Whether he ends his time here or somewhere else, the Blues are in a better spot. Great point on the CBA. The NHL and the NFL worked out a CBA extension during the pandemic. I would think baseball could too, Dan.
Absolutely. When I think of college football, I'm thankful to SEC Media Days. I get a kick out of them, man. And I know that has nothing to do with what's going on in the field. But, man, these guys get after each other, and I find it hilarious. I find it fun, and I enjoy it. So I'm thankful for an SEC Media Day. I guess it's spoken like a true media member.
Yeah, man. Eli Drinkwitz had fun down there. That was fun
yes,
to
he
cover.
Did. And I'm thankful, by the way, for Luther Burden is what I'm really thankful for.
Yeah, Eli's thankful for him, too. Eli got humbled a little bit after some of those comments made. But to his credit, he did beat Dan Mullen, who he ribbed the hardest, and now Dan Mullen's fired. So Eli gets to dance on that grave a little bit. I like Eli Drinkwitz and his approach at SEC Media Days. I like his style, Dan. He doesn't take everything so damn seriously. You know, he knows that if he's going to throw the zingers, they're going to get thrown back at him. He can handle the heat, so he stays in the kitchen. And I like a guy that's willing to mix it up a little bit. He gets that it's entertainment, and some guys forget. So I like that about Eli. I'm thankful for Tyler Beatty. This guy's a 3-star recruit under Barry Odom. He stays through the coaching change.
Great article, by the way.
Best running back in the SEC. You don't always have to transfer to find a greener pasture. He's been a great player this season.
Okay, so what are we not thankful for? Anything that we're missing here at this point? What comes to mind for you? I know you're thankful for cough medicine.
Yeah, man, I'm sorry. I'm dying here. No, I'm thankful for the guys who are working, guys and girls who are working their tails off on this Rams relocation lawsuit, Dan. And I think that hopefully it can be something the region can rally around and kind of use as a sign of progress and a way to move together, move forward together. Is going to be really good for the region. I'm glad they pursued it.
Okay, buddy, what do you got going this weekend? It's a Friday morning, so are you busy with Mizzou, Arkansas? You got your eyes on Ohio State, Michigan. What are you doing?
Well, I'm the biggest Cincinnati football fan in the country right now. I hope the Bearcats can continue their path to crash the college football playoff. Dave Matter is going to have us covered. Big game down there in Arkansas, man. Missouri and Arkansas, that's a good one. They've got their bowl bid locked up. But Arkansas is trying to finish ranked in the college football playoff. Barry Odom's going to have that defense rocking and fully motivated. This is a quiet, good game on Friday. So I'm excited for to watch that. I'll be doing some family stuff, hanging out with some family and being thankful and eating a lot and hopefully not coughing too much.
Well, don't get anybody sick, my man. Just we don't need any of that, okay? We need you on the beat. We need you all over the place.
Yeah, thanks, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you and to all our listeners too, man. I tell you what, I was back home last weekend and heard from a lot of people who are listening to the podcast who enjoy our conversation. So it's always cool to hear from folks who enjoy it. And I know that you put a lot of work into it. So I'm glad to be a part of the team and thankful for folks who make it possible.
Feel the same as you do, and well put. Ben. Well, Thanksgiving come and gone, at least. Well, it continues this weekend, so enjoy it. Enjoy your family, and we'll catch you up next Friday.
Sounds good, brother. Talk to you soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.